Morning. Welcome to worship this morning. Just a few intimations before we get started. Elders, if you could at the end of the service, the free will offering envelopes are ready to be collected and your Christmas cards are in the large hall if you've not already got them from us. The Rainforest Cafe is on after the service this morning. Thanks to Rina and her team for decorating the church for us. It's looking lovely, as usual. She set very high standards and she's never let us down yet, hasn't she? So next Sunday is the gift service for the Salvation Army. If anybody wants to donate anything, they can bring it along unwrapped here to church in the morning. And in the evening, we're having a musical Advent service at 7 o'clock in church, and there'll be tea and coffee served after that. The Guild Fair. A great day, and £2,055.75 was raised for church funds. Excellent. Excellent. Well done to everybody involved and everybody that came along. It was a great day. It was. Thank you. I think that the flower box will be at the door as you leave if you want to give a wee donation to the flower fund. Thank you.
I greet you in the name of God the Father, who loves you and keeps you safe in the care of Christ Jesus. May it be that we receive mercy, peace, and love. A warm welcome to our worship service. Good morning. You won't believe it, but last year, around this time, I attended St. Paul's Church for the first time. My first service that I attended worshiping with you was whilst we were unwrapping the nativity. I don't know if you can remember that, but I was sitting right there in the corner, and that was my first day in St. Paul's. And it's wonderful to think that I've been here now already for a year. Are you surviving? I am surviving, and I'm enjoying myself. Last week, we emphasized that Christ is King. His kingship is above all the rulers of the day. Although we have our own political or ideological preferences, as Christians we acknowledge that Christ is above all. Christ is above all kingdoms of this world. We are at the start of Advent. From this Sunday, we will be counting down the weeks and days until we celebrate the birth of King Jesus. It is this King that is above all. It is this King who came into the world as a wee little baby. God was born as a baby, or came into the world as a baby. This in itself demonstrates that giving birth is holy. God in his holiness was born into this world. Every Sunday we will be lighting a Advent candle, counting down until we celebrate the birth of King Jesus. So how it will be working is that after the call of worship, we will be singing a special hymn, and during that hymn we will light the candles until the last candle on Christmas Day. Let us now approach God as we sing to let us approach God with our call to worship. Who shall ascend the hill of the Lord? Who shall ascend the hill of the Lord? Let us worship God by singing our first hymn. This is our Advent hymn, where we will be lighting the first candle, and it will be hymn 282. Let us approach God with our prayer. Lord, the season of Advent is here. It is a joyous time to think of your birth into this world. Thank you for revealing holiness to us. Thank you for showing us your holiness. We are grateful to read and reflect on your holy birth. God, our Father, it is wonderful that you have revealed yourself through your Son. Holy Spirit, bring about a deep conviction in our hearts of the kingship of you, Lord. May we know and may we understand that you rule above all. May it be that you rule in our minds. May it be that you rule in our hearts. Although it's a happy season, Lord, where we celebrate you, the Messiah, we are conscious that the cold and the dark weather can be difficult for many. Therefore, we ask that you grant us to be your light and hope for those who are struggling during this season. Warm our hearts this Christmas with joy of life and laughter. And may we share the joy that we receive from you with others, so that they also may enjoy and experience the warmth of this season. May the lights in the trees and the lights in the streets remind us of your ultimate light, breaking through darkness, breaking through despair. Lord, forgive us if we underestimate your grace, when we underestimate your mercy. We so easily become distracted, Lord, during this time of the year with material things. Therefore, we ask, Lord, that you will guide us, help us. Help us to focus on you, Lord, during this time. Forgive us, Lord, if we look to the here and the now and not look towards you, Lord, and towards your kingdom. Pardon us if we are not using our spiritual gifts to the full. Encourage us, Lord, to use our talents so that we can bring you honor. We are sorry if we do not take seriously the friendship that you offer us. Lord, at this moment we stretch out our hand and we grab your hand, Lord, knowing that you guide us, that you are our friend, and that you are in fellowship with us. Lord, we ask for forgiveness if we do not trust you during our trials and tribulations. Forgive us, Lord, if we give up, if we do not trust. With your forgiveness descending on our hearts, with your forgiveness becoming such a clear reality for us, we pray together. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. We will be singing our first hymn, and thereafter I'm grateful to have Jigsaw here, who will be sharing Unwrapping the Nativity with us. But before then, let us worship God with a beautiful hymn, as Hark the Angels Sing.
When we did the stories about Moses, we talked about names. And luckily for the parents and grandparents, all the children said that they liked their name. So that was a bonus. But sometimes we're called different things. For example, Lynn is called Lynn, but you don't call her Lynn. You call her Mum. That's right. And in the church, she's called a jigsaw leader. So does anybody else have a different name, maybe when you play football or something else? Are you called something else, or are you just always called your own name? What are you called?
I'm called James.
You get called James?
Yeah,
why do they call you James?
Because of 2 years.
All right, so you're called by your middle name. Does anybody else get called anything different? Because see, like Audrey, she gets called the organist. And Mr. Bosch gets called the minister. So keep that in mind. We're going to set up a stable scene. So first of all, come on then, Jude. Since you live in a farm, you know about stables. You go and put the donkey in the stable. That way. There you go. And you in. Well, you put the cow in the stable. And that's the stable set up. Now, we've been doing this for a long time, haven't we? So who is always last to be put out? That's right, baby Jesus. Well, we're going to do different this year. We're going to put baby Jesus out first. So here he is, and we call him baby Jesus. So you put baby Jesus right in the middle. And who do we think this is? Mary. And who was Mary? Jesus' mum. But she didn't call him Jesus. When the angel first appeared, the angel told her that she was having God's son. So there was another name, God's son. So that was Mary. So who's with Mary? Joseph. And the angel did tell Joseph, well, you know this, because you're Joseph. What did they be called? Jesus. So Joseph heard the name Jesus. And then there were these people. Who are they? They're shepherds. Just wait there a minute. You done one, Katie, no? You're a shepherd, and you do a shepherd. And when the angels appeared, they didn't say to the shepherds, go and see Jesus. They called Jesus the Saviour and Christ the Lord. So go and put the shepherds up. And then we had the three wise men, or the three kings. What did they bring? Presents. And what were the presents? Myrrh. Frankincense and gold. And they weren't looking for Jesus, they were looking for a king. A very, very important king. They were looking for a new king. So you see, Jesus had a whole lot of names. And we've got here, it's like a little Christmas decoration. And it says all the names that the Bible calls Jesus. And if everyone comes to the Nativity Family Service, you'll all get one. Okay? So, if you take it over and then I'll look it up. So this one says Prince of Peace. This one says Holy One. Just stay in the stable this time. Stay at the stable for me. This one says Son of God. This one says Savior. This one says Glory of the Lord. This one says King of Kings. This one says Messiah. This one says Bread of Life. And this one says the name that we all love,
Jesus.
Well done. So there we have our stable scene and all the names that Jesus was called. We'll just wait for Jude. Good lad. So there we have our stable. And we look at Jesus and we think, what can we give him? What can we give him? Poor as we are. If we were shepherds, we would bring a lamb. If we were wise men, we would do our part. What can we give him? Give him our hearts. So let us now all sing Away in a Manger. Thank you, Lord.
Our reading will be from 1 Corinthians 1, verses 3 to 9.
First Corinthians 1, verses 3 to 9. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Thanksgiving. I always thank my God for you because of his grace given to you in Jesus Christ. For in him you have been enriched in every way, with all kinds of speech and with all knowledge, God thus confirming our testimony about Christ coming among you. Therefore, you do not lack any spiritual gift as you eagerly wait for our Lord Jesus Christ to be revealed. He will also keep you firm to the end, so that you will be blameless on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ.
God is faithful, who has called you into fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Do not give up. Circumstances can lead us to a place of giving up. I presume giving up is possible during this time of the year because of the cold and of the darkness. Having the energy to pursue one's tasks and goals can be lacking. The motivation can be drained from a person if some kind of trouble arises, a trouble in yourself or circumstances that you don't have anything of control over. It could be that a person decides to give up, or even worse, if a person gave up without even realizing that that he did or she did it. Situations could be so complex that the idea of being steadfast does not even register. It is like going through the motions without being truly alive. It is difficult to be alive if depression and disorientation are the norm. It is in light of this that the words of the Bible are so reassuring for us as believers. Paul states, God will keep you firm to the end. God will keep us firm until the end. In other words, God will give sustenance during times of turmoil. During disaster, God will give the energy not to give up. Not to give up on hope. This biblical statement makes us aware that a healthy understanding of God will help and support us during difficulty. In our reading, Paul makes this statement at the beginning of the letter of Corinthians. After greeting them, he tells them of his gratefulness that they have received grace. Paul tells them, I am grateful that you have realized and that you have received the grace of God. He makes them aware of the enrichment that they have received from God. He also states that spiritual gifts are in plenty for them as they wait for Christ. It is at this word of wait that our message comes from. It is at this point of waiting for Christ that he states, God will keep you firm towards the end. It is this waiting that is so frustrating. Waiting for Christ, waiting for deliverance, waiting for the doctor's prognosis, waiting for the court's deliverance, waiting for official documentation, and waiting for Christmas Day. Waiting for something of extreme importance can sometimes feel cruel. It is difficult to be patient when you are really looking for an answer, you're looking for some deliverance. Waiting can be not that easy. It is at this point that Paul slides the following sentence in. God will keep you firm until the end. Whilst we are waiting, God will keep us firm. In other words, God will sustain us in times of waiting. God will sustain us, especially as we wait for Christ. God will keep us blameless on the day of our Lord's return. This is what we call encouragement. God is encouraging us whilst we are waiting. We can be assured that He is with us because He is faithful. God has established a friendship and a fellowship with us. He has promised His presence in difficult times. God promises His presence in times of uncertainty. There is an invitation to us from the Word of God. This invitation is to breathe. The invitation is to stay calm. The invitation is to trust in God. The pastoral message is so beautiful. It states, during destruction, remember to keep perspective and look up towards the deliverance that comes from God. God brings deliverance, and we may, and we are invited to trust in that deliverance. In the beginning of our reading, Paul states so clearly, grace and peace to you from God our Father and of our Lord Jesus Christ. He declares grace, he declares peace unto the readers. A beautiful statement of reassurance whilst we wait. We may hold on to grace. We may hold on to peace whilst we wait. We have two ragdoll cats. I'm sure everybody knows that. These cats have long hair, and they shed, especially during the summer. The challenge that I have every Sunday is to get rid of all the hair from my clerical clothes. Now, I'm dressed mostly in black, and they are white cats. So you see the white hair on me so clearly because of the black clothes that I wear. I would guess that most of the time I have white cat hair on me. At one occasion at the church service, I shared my frustration with a frail old lady. I told her that I was very close to giving up on this cat hair. I was at the point of just leaving the cat hair on my black clerical clothes. And very strikingly, she looked up to me and stared convincingly into my eyes and said the following, "Son, never give up. Son, never give up." In a very simple way, this old lady taught me not to give up when we are facing the small challenges in life. This also implies not giving up when facing the large challenges in our life. It does sometimes mean reevaluating and reassessing the situation. Sometimes one needs to stand a little bit back and see if we can approach the situation a bit differently. Even so, the pastoral message from Paul is, do not give up. Do not give up on God the Father through Christ and with the Holy Spirit sustaining us. Do not give up. God will sustain us. May we as a congregation here in Forth share and tell the story of God this Christmas. May we tell of the story of our God who will not give up on us. And may we share the reassuring message that God will be with us, that God is with us each moment of our lives. Amen. Let us now worship God with our beautiful next hymn, and as you are called to tell the story. Let us close our eyes as we pray for others. Lord, it's a joyful time of the year where we wait for the celebrating officially the birth of your Son, Jesus, who became the light of this world. Lord, although we are full of joy and the lights around us makes us so excited, we acknowledge, Lord, that it is also a difficult time. It's a difficult time for families. It's a difficult time for so many people. The darkness and the cold can creep in and make so many feel depressed and isolated. Lord, we pray for them. We pray that your Holy Spirit may be the light of those who is finding it difficult during this time of the year. Lord, may we as a church here in St. Paul's share your light, share your peace and your hope with people that is finding it tough this season. Lord, help us through your Holy Spirit to tell the story of you, God, who will be with those that is struggling. You will sustain us. You will sustain people that is struggling. Help us, Lord, to be a light of those, for those, so that they may get to know God, may get to know you, God, who promises through your word that you will be, that you will encourage, that you will guide and strengthen the weak. Lord, I pray that you will be with us, your church. May we know in our hearts that we are never alone, that we may trust in you, God. Lord, then we pray for political disturbances that is happening in this world. I can think of many places, Lord, that there is turmoil of a political nature. Lord, I ask that your Holy Spirit will be there. Guide leaders. Guide those Christian leaders, church leaders in those communities and in those countries. And bring wisdom where there is need of wisdom. We then think of the devastating events that's happening in Israel and Gaza. There's not many words I can use, Lord, to explain and to express my own concern and hurt of seeing all those pictures of destruction and despair. It's a complex situation, Lord, and we bring it to you and we ask for your guidance. And may your will be done. And we believe, Lord, that that will of yours is peace, hope, and love. In this moment, Lord, we bring our own prayers to you. We bring our prayers of loved ones, those we are concerned about, and news events that is disturbing us, Lord. We bring these prayers to you. Lord, thank you for your guiding hand. Thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, that we can know you. And thank you for the indwelling of the Holy Spirit in our hearts, warming us, giving us guidance, giving us order and a sense of belonging. With this deep conviction in our hearts, Lord, we pray this all in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen. Our offerings will now be received. Lord, we are grateful for these offerings. We bless it in the name of the Triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. A beautiful hymn that we will be singing lastly is called Your Hand, O God, Has Guided. And this really summarizes the message for today, is that during difficult times, God holds our hand and He guides us whilst we wait. Let's sing this beautiful hymn together. God is with us whilst we wait. God is faithful and He will guide us. God is our friend. He has promised to be with us during difficult times. Be patient, He is near. When waiting, He will keep us firm until the coming of Christ. In the presence of the Holy Spirit, may the peace of God, which is beyond all understanding, guard your hearts and your thoughts in Christ Jesus. Amen.